Number one, we investigate equivalent probability measures. And the definition is that two measures, mu and nu, are equivalent if they have the same zero sets. So if for any set A with mu measure zero, holds also that the nu measure is zero and vice versa. And in the discrete time model, we had a slightly different definition, just saying that if we have a measure P such that every element has a strictly positive measure, then an equivalent measure is such a measure Q such that every element has a positive measure. And the question is that are these definitions the same for measures like this? Okay, so let's consider a measure P such that every element has a positive probability. But this means that if a probability of a set is zero, this can only happen if there is no element in that set. Because if there is an omega in A, then probability of A is greater than probability of this omega. And this we know that this is strictly positive. So A has to be an empty set if the probability is zero. And so the probability of an empty set is always zero. So also Q of A has to be zero. So this is equivalent. In two, we consider the Brownian motion and we prove that it's a martingale and also that this process mt just pt squared minus t, that this is also a martingale. So Brownian motion is a process which starts at zero. So b zero is zero almost surely. And the trajectories are continuous almost surely. And Bt is Ft measurable, so this is adapted to the given filtration. And Bt minus Bs is independent from Fs. And this implies that Bt minus Bs is also independent from Bs because Bs is Fs measurable. And so any set concerning Bt minus Bs, this increment is independent from any set Cs from Fs. And Bt minus Bs has normal distribution with mean zero and variance t minus s. Okay, so these properties we are going to use when we show that B is a martingale and B squared minus t is a martingale. Okay, so let's go through the three properties of a martingale. First, we need that the process is adapted, but this is by definition. So Bt is adapted. And second property is integrability. So we need that Bt is integrable. And here we can use Hölder's inequality and to estimate this expectation from above. And expectation of Bt squared, that's the variance of Bt because mean is zero. So this is the variance of Bt, and the variance of Bt is t. And then we have the exponent 1/2 from Hölder's inequality, which gives the square root. And this is finite. And the other way is to check that this just to compute using the normal distribution that the expectation of the absolute value is finite. So this is 2 times the integral from 0 to infinity x e to the minus x squared over 2t dx, and this is finite. And then the Martingale property, that the conditional expectation of PT with respect to FS is BS when S is less than T. So now we can write BT as BT minus BS plus BS. And BT minus BS is independent from FS. So here, since BT minus BS is independent from FS, this is just the expectation. And then BS is FS measurable. So this conditional expectation is just BS. I take out what it's known. And the expectation of BT minus BS is zero because we know that BT minus BS has normal distribution with mean zero, expectation zero, and variance T minus S. And then let's prove that this process MT, which is BT squared minus T, is a Martingale. And again, we use that BT is FT measurable, and BT squared minus T, this is a continuous function of BT. Continuous functions are Borel measurable, so also this BT squared minus T is FT measurable. Integrability, the absolute value of MT can be approximated by triangle inequality. So then we get there, that this is less than or equal to the expectation of BT squared plus T, and the expectation of BT squared is equal to T, and this is finite. And then the Martingale property, let's take S less than T and start computing this conditional expectation of BT squared minus T with respect to FS. And again, we want to use this independent increments property, use the fact that BT minus BS is independent from FS. So we want to write the BT minus BS here. So what is being done here is that we write this BT minus BS squared here. So if you write this out, this is BT squared minus 2 BT BS plus BS squared. So this term is being added on the previous step. So we also have to subtract it. So BT squared is equal to this stuff. And then we have to add this. But here we can multiply this with 2 and subtract BS squared, and then we get this there should be a minus there. Sorry. So there is supposed to be a minus, and that will be the bus. Okay, like this. So we write this BT squared as BT minus BS squared plus this stuff. So this part here is being written as 2 times BT minus BS times BS. So we get this BT minus BS again appearing there. Okay. Then we use the independence of BT minus BS and FS. So this BT minus BS is independent of FS. So the conditional expectation is expectation. And then here BS is FS measurable. So we can take it out, and also the factor 2. And then we have the conditional expectation of BT minus BS, but BT minus BS is independent from FS, so this is just the expectation, and this is expectation is zero because this is normal distribution, it means zero. And then what is left there is BS squared minus T, but BS is FS measurable, so BS squared is also FS measurable. So we can just take it out. Okay, now here in the first term, BT minus BS has the normal distribution with mean zero and variance d minus s. So the expectation of the square is just this d minus s. And the second term, this was zero, so it disappears. And then we have left bs squared minus t. And here t and t cancel out, and this left with bs squared minus s. So also the Martingale property holds. In number three, we apply Itô's formula to st to the power a, where st is an Itô process like this. And we first check that this process indeed exists, so that there is a solution to this integral equation. And we go to the lecture and find the geometric Brownian motion. So here we have a similar equation. Just in place of alpha, there was we have this mu here. So this gives that this st is a zero times e to the sigma bt plus alpha minus sigma squared over 2t, and we just had this mu in place of alpha. So this is directly from the lecture. Okay, so then we are supposed to apply Itô's formula to st to the power a and give this one. So let's find Itô's formula. There it is. So we have a process of this form. So our xt is now st, and it starts at s, was it? Yes, small s. And then we have integral from 0 to t, and we have mu times sr dr, and integral from 0 to t, sigma times sr dbr. So this mu times sr is our process bs, and sigma times sr is the process sigma s. And the function f tx is x to the power a, and a is a real number. So f at zero, the time variable does not matter, but x zero is s. So we have here s to the power a. And derivative with respect to time is zero, because the function does not depend on time, on the time variable. Derivative with respect to x, that would be a times x to the a minus one. So here we have sr to the a minus one, and then we multiply with b, and b is mu times sr dr. I'm using r instead of that s, because I don't want to have too many s's there. Okay, then again, derivative with respect to x. So this is a times sr a to the minus one, and sigma s is sigma times sr, and we have dbr. And the second derivative with respect to x, and we get a times a minus one times sr to the a minus two, and then sigma squared will give sigma squared sr squared dr. So here some terms will cancel out. So here we have the power a to the minus one, and multiplying with SR, so these two cancel out. And again, a to the minus 1 and SR cancel out, and minus 2 and SR squared cancel out. So what we get here is s to the a, and a times mu plus a squared minus a over 2 sigma squared and sr to the r a dr. So the terms with dr combined. And then the term with the dbr, there we have a times sr to the a times sigma. In three, we consider the Black-Scholes model. So the interest rate is e to the rt, in a, the question is that which equation does the discounted surplus process satisfy? If the surplus process is from the previous assignment, so the assumption is that ST is like this. So what does the discounting do? This we divide by ST zero. So it means multiplying ST is being multiplied with e to the minus rt. So we add this minus r here. And so ST is changed in the way that in place of mu, here in place of mu here we have mu minus r. So the equation, the integral equation we get when we replace mu by mu minus r here. So ST divided by ST zero would be the same with mu minus r. Okay, and in B, the question is that if mu is equal to the interest rate r, then what is the process HD in Kirsanov theorem? And we are supposed to get the outcome that the equivalent martingale measure is P, which means that HD is 1. But if mu is equal to r, then mu is equal to r, then this is 0. So this term will vanish, and ST tilde is just S plus this integral with respect to the Brownian motion. And this in fact is a martingale, because the Itô integral is a martingale. So this is already a martingale with respect to the measure P. So we don't need to change the measure because the process is a martingale already with respect to P. So HD should be 1. That means that the process theta is 0. In C, we compute the fair price of the European option with payoff x to the a at time t equal to 0. And we again assume that mu is equal to r. So we have this expectation to compute, because q is the equivalent martingale measure. And now here, q is equal to p. So ST to the power A ST to the power A we get by looking at this ST. So if we if we take the power a, we get the power a here and multiply here sigma with a, here comes a, and there we get a times mu. So I believe we should have here a mu t. So this part would be s t to the power a, and here minus rt comes from the st zero. Okay, and now we can write here an additional term, a squared sigma squared over 2, but then we have to cancel it. So these two cancel out. And let's not forget this part, it's here, and minus rt is there, and then there should be a mu t. And this trick we did because this stuff, what we have now under the expectation, this is a Martingale, and the expectation is equal to 1. And this is because this is of the form a bt minus a squared over 2 t on the exponent. And we know that we can, by the previous assignment, we know that this can be written in this form. So this is a Martingale, and this actually, we don't even need Kirsanov's theorem because this is an Ito integral. So Ito integral is a Martingale. Okay. So this expectation here is equal to 1. So this term cancels out from the product, and the expectation, the fair price is just this s times e to the power this stuff here. And the fair price of the option was defined on the lecture. So we do the discounting, and then if we have only one equivalent Martingale measure, then the price is the expectation of the discounted option value. So here our h tilde was this f of st divided by st zero in this assignment. In 5, we consider a geometric Brownian motion ST, but now the sigma here, this is not just a constant, but we assume that the sigma is a random variable from omega prime with positive values, and we assume that this omega prime is a finite probability space, so sigma can get capital N different values. And our assumption is that each of these omega primes have a positive probability on this omega prime. And so we want the probability space where this such a process ST is defined. And we want that the Brownian motion and this sigma are independent. And then there is to show that there is exactly one Martingale measure if and only if n is 1. Okay, so W and sigma are independent, so we better take the product space of omega and omega prime. And now we define the Brownian motion on this space. Actually, I think we define the Brownian motion on the product space by just letting it depend on omega, and then this random variable sigma on the product space by letting it depend only on omega prime. And then a process ST hat is with respect to this Brownian motion and sigma with those hats. Okay. Now, so we want to show this if and only if condition for n equal to 1, and let's first show that if n is 1, then there is exactly one equivalent Martingale measure. So let's assume that n is 1. So this means that on omega prime, there is only one element, omega 1, with, and this has probability 1. So in fact, this sigma is a constant. And if sigma is constant, then we just have the ordinary geometric Brownian motion. And we already know that this is a martingale when sigma is a constant. Okay. Now P is, no, P times this P, P prime is the martingale measure, because P is the martingale measure for W. Okay, now if n is greater than or equal to 2, then let's show that we can find two different martingale measures. So there are on omega prime, there are at least two elements, omega 1, omega 2, and this means that we can find two different probability measures on omega prime. So we can assign different probabilities on those omega 1 and omega 2. And we want to show that this process ST is a martingale with respect to both of those product measures QI hat, if we take the product measure of P and QI prime, just like before. So we want to compute the conditional expectation of ST hat with respect to FS in this measure QI. And for this, we take the expectation with respect to QI hat of indicator function A times ST hat. And now this A is a set from FS hat. So this is a filtration on the product space. And now we take the FT and the product sigma algebra with the power set of omega prime. Okay, so it's clear that this W hat is martingale, and the Brownian motion in this filtration. Okay, so take any set A in F hat S, and because this omega prime is finite, then we can write this set A as a disjoint union of such products AK times omega prime, where AK is in FS. Okay, so we are about to compute this expectation. So this is expectation with respect to the measure QI hat. So this means that we take the product measure QI hat is the product of P times QI prime. And for Fubini, we can write this as integral over Q prime, omega prime, and integral over omega. Like this. So it means that we first take the expectation with respect to P and then the expectation with respect to QI prime. like we are doing here. Okay, so the set A can be the indicator function of A is can be given as a sum. So this is equal to the indicator function of A, because if we have two disjoint sets, then the indication in the indicator function, okay, let's say B and C, indicator function of B union C is equal to indicator function of B plus indicator function of C. So that's C there. When B and C are disjoint, and this A is given as a union of disjoint sets, so we can write the indicator function as a sum. And we can take the sum out. And also this indicator function of this product space, product set, this is equal to indicator of AK of omega times indicator of omega K prime of omega prime. And the integral with respect to QI, this is this, because QI omega prime is finite, so we can just take the sum L from 1 to n, and then the function, and we multiply this with the probability of omega L prime, and so here we apply the omega prime on the whatever random variable we have there. Okay, so the random variable that we have it there actually is this integral over omega prime indicator A omega L prime S T hat omega L prime DP. Okay. So we are writing this this sum here, and then the integral with respect to the measure Q is the sum L from 1 to n. And we are writing this indicator function as the product, and because this indicator function of omega prime does not depend on omega, we can take it out from this expectation with respect to P. And here we plug in the value in omega L prime, and the indicator function of AK remains under the expectation. Okay, so now we have a fixed omega L prime here. So sigma of omega L prime, this is just some number. This is some number, some real number, a positive actually was an assumption. And so we know that e to the alpha w minus alpha squared over 2t, that this is a martingale. And now the conditional expectation of this object with respect to fs is equal to e to the alpha ws minus alpha squared over 2s. So this is what we are using here. So this integral here, if you remember the definition of conditional expectation, we take the indicator function of AK, where AK is from FS. And so this integral is equal to the integral of the conditional expectation. So, and the conditional expectation is this one. So this is the conditional expectation of e to the sigma WL prime WT. Let's not write that omega there. WT. minus sigma squared omega L prime over 2t. This is the conditional expectation because of we know that this this geometric Brownian motion is a martingale. Okay, so what we have on under this what we get from this integral is this the integral of the s hat. And then we can take back this sum with respect to k and combine these indicator functions. So this sum gives this indicator function of a. And from this sum L from 1 to n qi, we get the expectation with respect to qi hat. Okay, so this means that S hat is a martingale with respect to qi hat, and I can be one or two. So there it is a martingale with respect to any of those measures q1 or q2. So there are at least two different martingale measures. In 6, we compute the price of the binary option, assuming that the interest rate is 0. So we proceed like on the next on the lecture. So the price is this Vt tilde phi, but now since r is 0, this is equal to Vt phi. And without the discounting, this is just a conditional expectation of the value of the binary option. We're using the same idea as on the lecture. Lecture for the option just this time r is 0, so we don't have discounting. And so here we have the binary option. So the idea is to write that st as s capital T divided by s small t, and then we have to multiply with s small t. And now this is ft measurable, and this is independent of ft. So we can take out what is known. So taking the conditional expectation does not concern this st here. And because this is independent with respect to ft, then the conditional expectation with respect to this object is just the expectation. So what we do is we take the expectation with respect to this s capital T divided by s small t, and this st we plug in after taking the expectation. So we first take the expectation but keep the place for this s small t, and after taking the expectation we plug in place of this small x this value st. Okay, so we first compute this expectation, and st divided by s small t is here. So the expectation is of the indicator function is the probability that this random variable is in this given set. So that this is greater than or equal to k. And here we can solve that this is this inequality is equivalent to this inequality, and W1 WT minus T has the same distribution as square root of t minus t times w1. So in place of wt minus t, we can plug in this. And w1 has normal distribution, standard normal distribution. So this is now the distribution function of standard normal distribution, this f. Okay. The digital option, this is decreasing in k. So if k is larger, this integer function is more often zero. And if k is smaller, then this is more often one. So this is decreasing in k. So we expect that also the price is decreasing in k. And so it is. So this, we have the logarithm term, and this logarithm is increasing in k. The distribution function f is increasing. So this is increasing in k, but then there is the minus, which makes that this price is decreasing in k. And here in place of x, we write this as t.